This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Switz and Morning Devotions. Did you ever see the movie Cool Runnings? Based on a true story, incredible story of the Jamaican bobsled team going to the 1988 Winter Olympics in Canada. And the team coach, who years before had been a great bobsled driver, was disgraced for cheating. He'd won a gold medal and that was taken off him. But the night before the gold medal run, Dorius, he was the young man, the team driver, asked the coach, his name was Irv Blitzer, why he cheated. And he said that he'd made winning his whole life's ambition. He had to win at all costs, no matter what. And then the coach said this, a gold medal, yeah, it's a wonderful thing, but if you're not enough without it, you'll never be enough with it. Now, I believe this to be a wonderful statement, actually. It's worth thinking about. Is winning a gold medal the most valuable achievement in life? It certainly is an outstanding win, but life is much more than that. So the coach was trying to say this, that happiness and contentment lies with what you already have, not with what you might achieve, even, say, a gold medal comes your way. James Oppenheim, the 19th century American author, he used to say, "The foolish man seeks happiness in the distance, but the wise man grows it under his feet." Dr. Kenneth Polita of the Francisco Medical School did a five-year study on executives, and he looked at 14 major corporations in the States, United States, and he discovered that only 7% of successful people really led the good life that success promises. And it showed that 93% gave up important aspects of their lives to make it to the top. They sacrificed many things. So it seems that people spend two-thirds of their lives making money but lose their health and happiness and try to get it back. So it's estimated that people who are dissatisfied with their lives increase their risk of premature death by at least 10%. So they're rather startling figures. So we've got this widespread myth in the Western world. If I'm successful, then I'll be happy. And if you want to pursue happiness, it says, then you need to focus on things and activities and people that will actually make you happy. However, there's more to this than meets the eye. The obvious question is, why aren't more successful people happy? Well, some are, but not all. What's stopping them? So if our value as a person is based on our accomplishments or our wealth, what happens if those two things are taken from us, as it was for the coach of that team? He lost his gold medal. Well, the Bible says something very important. It says that our real value comes from God. Yes, from a living relationship with him. So ever wonder if there was a person who's been there and done it all and who could say that they've lived life to the fullest extent? Well, Solomon in the Old Testament is one such person. He was the king of Israel. And during his time, he was the most renowned king. He didn't lack anything. He was rich. He was the wisest person who ever lived, most powerful man of his time. So in the proceedings of his life, Solomon wrote the book called the Book of Ecclesiastes. Got it in the Old Testament there. And a book that seems so full of frustration and unhappiness, and he wrote that he felt being there, and it didn't always work for him. The wisest man who ever lived. I mean, he had 700 wives, 300 concubines, and gold. He had everything. And then he said, and we read it in chapter 2, verse 11, "Then I thought about everything I'd done, including the hard work, and I was simply chasing the wind. Nothing on earth is worth the trouble. And finally I said to myself," this is Solomon, "being wise got me nowhere. The same thing will happen to me that happens to fools. Nothing makes sense. Wise or foolish, we all die and are soon forgotten." So can you imagine the wisest man in the world saying nothing makes sense? Well, what he's saying is that God's word is actually saying, yes, if you're not looking to me, if God says, don't look to the world, look to me. You are made for something bigger in life. We are made for more. We are made to know God. Thank you, dear Lord. Even though life's a puzzle at times, we know that in you we find our identity and our happiness. Amen.